The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sleigh bells, cookies, stockings by the fire. In some parts of the world, the cozy parts of Christmas are offset by beatings, whippings, and kidnappings by a Christmas devil. If you've been naughty this year, watch out for this week's topic, Krampus.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who.
I think we've talked about before when we both discovered Santa was not real.
I still believe in Santa because my mom told me when I was a kid, if we didn't get presents.
Yes, my mom still says we should all believe in the spirit of Santa.
It's true.
But when did you, as a child, make the connection that, oh, this is my parents?
A little bit of a late, little, I think maybe like 11. Like 11 or 12.
So it was, what is that, it was, 5th grade, 6th grade?
Yeah, because a kid at school, if I remember correctly, a kid at school told Shannon, my older sister, mm-hmm. she's 5 years older than me, when Shannon was like 10 or 11, so I would have been like 5 or 6.
That's so shitty of that kid.
I know. And she came home and told my mom, and my mom probably did what we called the Nancy Death Pinch, which in your arm, in the pit of your arm, so you crick your arm like a Barbie doll, you know, like
yeah.
that. And she'd shove her thumb right on that nerve that, like, it's like a tendon that draws her arm together, and she'd mash on it. And apparently she said, do not tell your sister or there will be no Christmas. And so I was luckily saved by protected by my sister for many more years.
Aww.
What about you? Did your brother sell you or you tell
no,
them?
I'm older than my brother, so I had to keep up the facade, Shannon. I don't think anyone at school told me. I remember though asking my mom, I said, is Santa real? And she just said, do you really want to know? Which is basically saying.
She just told you. She just told
no,
you.
No, he's not.
Honey, did you cheat on me?
Do you want me to answer that? You're
like, yes.
Yeah. So I was like, no. And then a few hours later, I came downstairs again. I was like, yes, I do want to know.
Please.
And she's like, well, your dad and I are the ones that buy the presents, but the spirit of Santa is real and all that stuff. And then I have two younger brothers. One is 4 years younger than me. One is 8 years younger than me. So for quite a while, we still did the Santa thing.
But even, hey, you benefited for multiple
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And even after we all were aware that Santa wasn't real, my parents would still put out Santa gifts.
Aww.
Because that's the best part of Christmas.
Absolutely it is. It's we always do all of our Christmas presents on Christmas Eve at my
you do?
Aunt or cousin's house. And then Christmas morning is when you open up the Santa presents.
Oh, okay.
There are some good... I'll go through the McKinney family archives. There's some pretty funny videos of us opening presents and presents that we get and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. My dad had that huge VHS camcorder.
Same.
Where the light attached to that thing was like you were being interrogated.
Phil McKinney had a camcorder so large that he was filming one of my childhood plays and a child walked up to him and said, "Excuse me, mister, are you with the news?" He was like, "No."
He's just like, a proud dad, son.
He's just very proud. Yeah, the camera was humongous. And you kept it in a carrying case that looked like the nuclear codes that they carry around with
and
the president.
And a full-size VHS tape went in the camcorder.
And then I love my sister, shout out, who listens. But they got a video camera to film their daughter. And she's like, "Where does the tape go?" And it's like a flash drive or, you know, a little flash stick goes in there. But she's like, "Where is like, the tape?"
Technology is caught up with this, Shannon.
It's a great, God bless her. I love her.
Are you with the news?
Are you with the news, mister?
Yeah, we've got a lot of Christmas morning stuff, too. It's interesting how everyone has a different way they do Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. Like, y'all open your presents Christmas Eve. We never did that. We would open, like, one present just because we'd bug the shit out of my parents to open something.
Got to.
But then everything was Christmas morning, but we would come downstairs and they would have the Santa presents set up. We each had, like, a little designated spot in the living room. And they wouldn't be wrapped.
Oh.
And so those were the big... Those were, like, your big presents.
The big ticket items.
Yes. So we do those first. Then we do stockings. And then we would do all the wrapped presents. But Tommy... They also had, like, the big unwrapped Santa presents. But then they would have presents wrapped under the tree that also said they were from Santa.
Same.
But then he said that he and his sister would be, like... Why is all the wrapping paper the same?
Burn. And I think I did that too with my mom. Of like, this wrapping paper from Santa is the same as that you gave your sister, gave my aunt last night. So you start to catch on as a kid. My mom would also pick the good candy that she liked. And she would be like, "That's gross candy that Santa left for you. She let me have it." And it's like on video of her being like, "Just save all those dark chocolates and put them over here. You don't like those."
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you one thing my parents didn't do. My mom did have a death pinch, and my dad used to say, "I will mash your mouth," which I don't know to this day what that meant. I guess punch me in the mouth. He never would have done that, though.
I think it would take his fingers and smush it up so you couldn't talk anymore.
I was just like, I guess he means he's going to hit me in the mouth.
Yeah, whatever it was, you knew to shut up.
Well, and also I knew, I was like, "You're not going to hit me in the mouth."
No.
You love me. But they never were like, you know, if you're good, Santa's going to leave you presents. But if you're bad, you know, you may want to think about writing us a letter from hell because you're going to get swept away by the evil Krampus.
Yeah. I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And this week we are talking about Santa's evil sidekick, Krampus.
I like to think that it's a relationship of equals.
Yeah, I think they're... I read something where it was like, some say they're brothers. And I'm like, origin story that is.
Or wasn't that a horrible origin story that Mother Nicholas births a regular baby and then out comes a goat demon?
It's kind of like Satan gets kicked out of heaven.
Correct.
This is kind of the same type of folklore we're dealing with.
But they're kind of palling around together.
Oh, yeah. Like, Santa and Krampus are friends.
Jesus and the devil don't, like, go out for lattes.
Maybe. Maybe they're secret lovers and they do.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that in one of the... Oh, it's in Job in the Bible where apparently they're having a conversation and the devil's like, "I bet if you fucked with that guy, he would not love you." And God's like, "I'm going to show you." So maybe they do pal around. They're not friends, they're colleagues.
They're frenemies.
Yes, what it is.
Jesus and Satan.
Gotta
the
be.
First frenemy. So who or what is Krampus? In Central European folklore, Krampus is a horned, anthropomorphic figure described as half goat, half demon, who, during the Christmas season, punishes children who have misbehaved. He can mostly be found in the Alpine regions of Austria, Germany, Hungary, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic.
Excellent.
Kind of sounds like maybe Goatman's cousin.
It sounds like
Goatman's more successful cousin.
He's the Balky in this situation. And
my gosh, I just referenced Perfect Strangers the other day.
I was obsessed with that as a kid.
It was such a good show. And the person I referenced it to had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh, if you're listening, watch Perfect Strangers. It was on Nick at Night back in the day. I'm sure so it was good. On like TGIF too. And it was about Larry.
I think it was on TGIF.
Larry was like a mild-mannered like architect or something. I don't remember what he did. But he was just a regular guy in the U.S. And his unknown cousin, Balky, came from Eastern Europe and like had all these hilarious customs.
He was fantastic.
Played by Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah.
Pinchot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So this is, I feel like, yeah, Larry, Goatman is Larry.
Yeah.
And Krampus is Balky. And he's wild. He's wild. He's got all kinds of his own things.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Got some great stories.
Yeah.
Well, known as Santa's dark companion, Krampus is described as a large, hairy beast with cloven hooves, sometimes one hoof and one human foot.
Those pictures are very weird.
Yes. He's
got one of each.
There's a lot of artist rendering of Krampus that are
questionable.
Questionable and unsettling
They're
is
disturbing.
The word I would use. Yes. He also has goat horns, a long pointed lolling tongue, and fangs. He carries chains, which have hanging bells of various sizes, that are meant to symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian church, which he likes to thrash about for dramatic effect. So he has a flair for the dramatic.
I like that the tongue throws me off because it makes me think of Nightmare on Elm Street, the Freddy Krueger. I think it's number 4. It's horrifying.
Oh, Dream Warriors?
Isn't the one
Tommy's favorite?
The tongue like goes around someone. I think we've referenced this before. Apparently it's made a very big impact on me as a kid.
Oh, I think it is Dream Warriors that happens.
With
yeah.
the tongue like wraps around somebody. But also the chains, I like it because I ride a motorcycle and that's like a thing to like carry around chains and whack people with them.
Oh,
and you shake
really?
Your chains. Yeah, they have these whip chains that hang off the handlebars that it's like a long rope with a hard piece of metal at the, all metal's hard, but the piece of metal at the end. And if a car is driving too close to you can whip the chain and it'll shatter their window.
What? I've never seen or heard of those.
If you see, you know what you're looking for, it's not tassels, but it hangs off of the handlebars almost all the way to the ground. And then, like I said, if a car gets too close to me, you whip over there.
What happens if you smash their windshield?
Then you keep on riding, baby. You shouldn't have been so close to me.
What? But I mean,
that was my question when I first.
You can get like sued or
oh, it's very
for that,
illegal.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's okay. Highly.
I didn't. It's not highly. Like an unwritten rule that like, well, the motorcycle or the right of way, sir. So
you saw they had whip
too
chains.
Too bad for you.
Don't move over. Also, you shouldn't be texting and driving. No, when I first saw one of those, I was like horrified. So much like Krampus is just a biker. Now I like
Krampus
him even more.
Is definitely a biker. Dude. He definitely has a leather jacket with some sort of biker gang.
Like a
decal
insignia.
On the back. Yeah.
He's got one hoof on the gas pedal and one human foot on the brake.
He is the ultimate ride or die. Krampus is.
God.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, he also carries bundles of birch branches known as rootin' that he uses to swat naughty children.
I like a good Christmas beating.
Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't? In Styria, a state in southeast Austria, Krampus delivers gold-painted rootin' to parents who display them in their houses year-round to remind children to behave.
I like that. It's like an elf on a shelf, but much worse consequences.
Yeah. My grandparents, though they used this one time, and my grandfather reportedly went into the bedroom and cried afterwards, but they had a paddle hanging on their wall with holes drilled into
it. Like a fraternity.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like given to them as a joke, but it was also like clearly hung in the living room where you were like, huh, Well, that paddle's just there, so maybe I don't mouth off today.
Maybe we'll leave Grandpa alone. That's like that house we toured. Christy, you guys, a quick aside, Christy is a very good friend because when browsing for houses, she went with me to make sure they weren't haunted.
One kind of was.
One definitely was.
Yeah.
But then that one house had a gun over the fireplace and a picture of a grandpa from way back when that was a boxer. So I like to think that was kind of a threatening
thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it said, like, boxing champion, like, oh, maybe an old man. But I'll take this birch off the wall and I'll whip your ass with it.
One also had a tree in the backyard that looked like a giant butt, which I pointed out, which was very helpful.
That was the haunted house.
Oh, it was. It was
haunted and had a big old butt tree. So, yeah, I like displaying your future punishment on the wall of like,
just
I was a
vague
boxer.
Threats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in Croatia, if a child receives a gift from St. Nicholas, he is given a golden branch to represent his good deeds. But if he was bad, Krampus takes the gifts and leaves a silver branch in its place.
This is the best Krampus story because not only, I think stealing gifts is even worse than just never having gotten them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's true because Santa.
Especially if you've opened it and you know what it was.
Oh, man, I wanted this Nintendo Switch not so fast.
Yes. I'll give you a Switch with a rootin'. In addition to swatting kids on the legs with a bundle of sticks.
I like that he aims for the legs, too.
Yeah. Because that's you can't get away from it, and you're just jumping around like trying to
hitting your shin is like so painful.
Well, he also wears a bag strapped to his back so he can cart off the especially evil children.
This is kidnapping bag.
It is said that these poor unfortunate souls are drowned, eaten, or transported straight to hell.
God.
Which is, things have taken a turn. Okay, at first he was just stealing gifts and leaving some bundles of sticks. Now he's eating you and taking you down to the depths of hell.
Drug away from your family.
Yeah, how bad do you have to be transported to hell?
Yeah, if you live in a country that believes in Krampus, will you please write us and tell us like what transgressions, like stealing, is bad enough to get you? Or do you have to like cheat on a school board?
Or is it something as menial as like you said fuck and you're in kindergarten when you weren't supposed to?
Were you saying fuck in kindergarten?
Probably. I had a mouth like a sailor.
I said damn one time. I got in trouble.
No, I don't think in kindergarten, but I know I had a very interesting vocabulary come middle school.
I was the first kid in our middle school because I was from the wrong side of the tracks in the elementary school. And then they built a fancy middle school and then all the fancy houses fed into that middle school. And then my one trash school fed into that middle school. And I was the first and only kid that said, like, fuck to all these very Baptist wealthy children. I got 7 Bibles for Christmas.
From your friends?
From my friends. They all gave me Bibles.
Wow.
And I was like,
That is seven too many, if you ask me.
I got home and I was like, what do I do with these? Mom's like, I don't know. Throw them in the trash. I was like, I can't. I was just like, I feel weird about throwing a Bible in the trash. So I think we donated them.
Oh, that's the nice thing to do. I also would have felt weird about that, even though it means nothing to me. Still,
it just feels weird.
I think I'd feel weird about throwing any gift in
the
trash.
It's a gift, yeah. I just re-gifted it to...
Oh, there you go. So let's talk about Krampusnacht or Krampusnight. Krampusnacht. Is that German?
Krampusnacht.
There we go. There it is.
Krampusnacht. That's Scottish, but yeah, it's
It sounded better than mine, though. On December 5th, the eve of the Feast of St. Nicholas, is known as Krampusnacht or Krampusnight. On this night, the sound of Krampus's cloven hooves and rattling chains can be heard echoing throughout the streets as he and Saint Nick visit the homes of the local children. If the children have been good that year, Saint Nick leaves them sweets and treats in their wooden shoes they have left out for him. However, if they have been bad, Krampus will leave them coal and beat them with the rootin'.
One of the things I read was that Krampus makes his round after St. Nicholas. And again, the reason why all of these legends are different is because they grew up in the Alpine regions of Eastern Europe where the villages are kind of separated by mountains. And so there's a legend that you hear in one village and then you take it home and you sort of have to make it up because it was all passed through oral tradition and stuff. And it wasn't until like the 1800s they started drawing pictures. But one of the Krampus legends was that St. Nicholas goes around and gives you treats unless you're bad. And he leaves coal, and the coal is a symbol to Krampus of like, beat this kid. And I was like, St. Nicholas, you fucking snitch.
Yeah. He's the ultimate cock block.
He's like, hey, here's some kids for you.
Yeah.
You might want to steal
this.
See,
they are in cahoots. They're working together. Well, again, if you've been especially bad that year, Krampus is going to toss you in that bag of his for a late night tasty snack. Or maybe he just sends you straight to hell. Whatever he's in the mood to do.
I do like that it's the ultimate reward is some candy in your boot, mm-hmm. and the ultimate punishment is damnation for eternity.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster holiday really for these kids. Krampusnacht is also a night for grown men to just drink way too much,
hell yeah,
dress up as Krampus, and parade throughout the streets, playfully terrorizing children by chasing them around and swatting their legs with sticks.
Did you read that review of a traveler yes. on TripAdvisor where she said, she's like, all of a sudden a horde of people started running behind us and we were just hitting strangers in the legs.
And she said some people didn't know what was going on and they just ran in fear into like shops and
screaming.
That would just make the Krampus men want them more and so they would just chase them down. Can you imagine you're just trying to vacation in Austria and it just happens to be on December 5th?
Krampusnacht. There was a Krampus run in Dallas recently and my favorite coworker and his wife were going to dinner and they didn't realize that it was Krampusnacht.
Oh, God.
And he was like, parking was horrible. So their reservation was about to start. So he let his wife out, you know, down the block. And then he's driving around, and meanwhile, she's calling him, and she's like, there are devils in the street.
She's just running down the street, all these drunk guys and Krampus Max are chasing.
He couldn't find parking. He left. He drove home. Had left her for the devil. No,
oh, God.
No, he
and
went back
now
and
no one's heard from her.
No. That just seems like mortifying, though. Yeah. To just be chased and hit by strangers.
Yes.
They also said another earlier version of Krampusnacht involved people dressing up like Krampus and going door to door, ringing the doorbell, and giving candy to people.
Well, see, that's two different things.
It's like reverse trick or treat.
That one is.
Yeah.
Well, each year, more than 1,200 Austrians gather in Schladming, Styria. For the annual Krampus festivities. I want to go.
I would be into that.
And I want to be a Krampus, though. I don't want to be one of the people getting hit. I want to be somebody doing the hitting.
I would like to be a hitter.
Yeah. Same. Well, the origin of Krampus. Krampus is derived from the German word Krampen, meaning claw. He is said to be the son of Hel in Norse mythology. Krampus also shares some characteristics with other scary demonic creatures in Greek mythology, like the satyrs and fauns. Satyrs and fauns are both described as a humanoid that is half human and half goat. They're basically the same thing, except satyrs are Greek and fauns are Roman.
Oh, it's like the planets have names in Greek and Roman, right?
The planets?
Isn't it like Jupiter is actually, I don't know, there's some name. It translates.
to it's a Greek name?
I don't know enough about all that. You can edit that out.
Me either. Honestly, I'm trying to think. I think I can name all the planets. I don't think I can name them in order of how they are.
Oh, no. Really?
You sound so sad for me.
It goes Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto.
Well, Pluto's no longer a planet.
I don't recognize that.
I know. That. Little baby Pluto.
There's no take backs. No.
He's a planet, and let's just leave it at that.
That's mean.
I do know Earth is a third.
Third Rock
that.
From the Sun, the TV show.
Yes.
That's why I know
also
it.
Also a very funny show.
That's why I know that.
I think you're right. I think that is the order of them.
Hey, you know what? I feel proud of myself. I got a C in college astronomy.
Oh, you know what? Me too.
I signed up for that class. I thought it was
going to
be...
The class was hard as fuck.
Thank you. It was all math. I thought it was going to be a lot of cool Neil deGrasse Tyson-esque planet shit. A
ton of math.
It was so much math.
Yeah, lots of math. Lots and lots of math.
But yeah, these sound like a bunch of damn goat men, these Krampuses.
They're half human, half goat is a very popular...
Yeah, crossover.
And just like folklore and myth throughout...
Have you seen the half
years.
Horse, half zebra that's at the taco stand in downtown Dallas?
What? Is it real?
Yeah.
This is a real thing?
Yeah.
It just hangs out there?
Well, if you've ever been to Fuel City in Dallas.
Oh, is this at Fuel City?
Oh, yeah. Behind it, behind the neon sign that says where dreams come true, the taco
Which
stand.
Which is appropriate.
Where I and my sister may or may not have assisted in a robbery.
Yes. I remember you telling this story.
There's a big area back there with horses and cows and a half, I think it's a half horse, half zebra. It could be a half mule, half
what
zebra.
What are those called?
An abomination to the Lord, because either a mule was held down while a zebra buck mounted her, or a lithe zebra woman was held down while a mule or horse mounted her.
Either way.
Or they fell in love.
Yeah, I'd like to think
forbidden
that's what
love.
Happened.
I bet it was.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes.
Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm trying to... A Zors?
Yeah, I like that. Amoebra?
Amoebra?
Amoebra? I don't know. It's something. But go to Fuel City, get you some elote.
Yeah, you should. And Fuel City's amazing. If you're not from Dallas and you come to Dallas, Fuel City is an experience.
It's a giant gas station that
they have a DJ.
There's a DJ, and they have tacos, and it's very good. Mm-hmm. And up the street is a frozen daiquiri stand called Daiquiris to Go.
Yep,
get
great.
You a daiquiri, number 19, the Suck Me Dry. Highly recommend.
Woo!
Very good.
What's in that one?
It's a Rum Runner Hurricane Mai Tai mix.
Oh, shit.
For an extra dollar, they'll put a shot of Everclear in it.
Throw in the extra dollar.
I mean, like, the first few sips sort of taste like Dimetap, but then after that,
once you get past it,
very good.
Once your lips are numbed a bit, everything's smooth sailing.
Exactly.
While the exact origin of Krampus is unknown, it is believed that he predates Christianity. In a 1958 article, Maurice Bruce wrote,
"There seems to be little doubt as to his true identity, for in no other form is the full regalia of the horned god of the witches so well preserved. The birch, apart from its phallic significance, may have connection with the initiation rites of certain witch covens, rites which entailed binding and scourging as a form of mock death. The chains could have been introduced in a Christian attempt to, quote, bind the devil, but again, they could be a remnant of pagan initiation rites."
In 1975, anthropologist John J. Honigman wrote that
Nicholas himself became popular in Germany around the 11th century. Mass devils acting boisterously and making nuisances of themselves are known in Germany since at least the 16th century, while animal-masked devils combining dreadful comic antics appeared in medieval church plays. Austrians believe Krampus derived from a pagan supernatural who was assimilated to the Christian devil.
So he's been around for a while.
He's old school.
Yeah, he is. He's an OG.
He's OG.
For sure.
He's OG.
As an Alpine tradition, Europeans have been exchanging Krampus greeting cards, known as
Krampus cotton,
since the 1800s. On them, Krampus is often seen punishing children or perusing buxom women.
Oh, pursuing? He's pursuing buxom women?
He's a bit of a horn dog.
It seems like it. It seems like he's wanting to beat the kids and get them out of the way so he can get at the hot milfs.
Maybe that's what it is. He can also be found cozying up to his jolly sidekick, Santa.
Santa's in it for the cookies. Krampus is in it for the bitches. He's chasing tail. It's his tongue, you guys. We'll post pictures on the
cookies
Instagram.
Cookies and coochies.
Dude.
That's their two-person improv show.
And Santa's like, "Oh, Krampus, you're insufferable." And Krampus is like, "Give me that ass." That's what I want. That's basically Heather in a Krampus voice.
I like it. I think that's what, in my head, that's what Krampus has always sounded
He's like.
Like,
"Oh, yeah, ladies." Oh, you know who? I think Krampus is like MC Scat Cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of just.
From the Paula Abdul.
That's the second week in a row we've referenced Cool World. Or no, wait.
MC Scat Cat is just similar.
Something Paula Abdul has been in, though, with animation.
Was she in Cool World?
Yeah, wasn't she?
I don't remember.
I think that's, we talked about this
last week.
We're
going to get complaints about inaccuracy of research now.
Here
that
we go.
Said Paula Abdul's in Cool World.
Here comes an iTunes review where we didn't get it right.
Zero stars.
Well, not everyone is a Krampus fan. Not surprisingly. From 1934 to 1938, Austria was under fascist rule.
That's no fun.
And he was a symbol of sin, anti-Christian ideals, and social democrats.
Well, then fuck yeah, give me some Krampus.
Mm-hmm. The newspaper of the Austrian Catholic Union called for a Krampus boycott.
Ugh.
And the government of Linz forbade Krampus dances.
I think, too, they were fascist and maybe they just banned all dances.
Yeah, yeah. They also pledged to arrest Krampus whenever they saw him. I like to believe this is if they saw the real Krampus.
Yeah.
And they all believed in Krampus and not just people that were dressed up like
yeah,
Krampus.
Yeah, they were like, you can dress up. That's fine.
It's like, if we see Santa this year, we will be arresting him. It's like, well, there's thousands of him descended upon all of the cities. Which one are we going to arrest?
Which one's the real Santa? Which one's the real Krampus? You'll know him by one human foot and one clove. And he's dancing with Paula Abdul in the music video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's got a rock hard boner.
God.
In 1953, the head of the Vienna kindergarten system published a pamphlet calling him, quote, an evil man, and warning parents that celebrating him could scar their children for life.
It's 1953.
Yeah.
You are the head of the city of Vienna kindergarten
what
system.
What a job, first of all.
I'll publish a pamphlet. That'll yeah. tell everyone about the dangers of yeah. Krampus.
Yes.
But that's my question, is he had pamphlet publishing power?
I guess so.
That's a very powerful yeah. position as the head of all of kindergarten.
Also, I think that while Santa is not anywhere near as violent as Krampus, it could still maybe, there's some potential for scarring your children.
The idea that a fat man comes in your house without yeah. warning? Yeah.
Yeah, and just leaves you things, and then you got to sit on his lap to tell him what you want.
Also, not to mention the harmfulness of, like, if your family is poor, yeah. and your friends are like, I got an iPad for Christmas, Santa yeah. loves me a lot, and you're like, look, it sucks.
I read this article, actually, because I've always felt weird. I think I've talked about this. Of just the idea of Santa, like, presenting it to Ella, because while we all do it and all of us are fine, like, it's weird to lie to your kid about something for years that they get so excited about, but True. In your heart you know that you're lying to them, and it's just, you have to look them dead in the eye and pretend that this is all real. But then this article I read, it was, like, one of the reasons this family didn't do Santa was for that they didn't want at school for kids to be like, well, I got an iPad, and other kids to be like, well, I didn't get anything. And then it's like, was I not good enough for Santa to bring me these things? No, it's just, that's how fucking society works, and your parents don't make as much money as the other
yeah.
kids' parents. But when you believe in something like that, you don't know it's really your parents, it is kind of a mind fuck.
You think that you're cursed.
Yeah, or you're like, maybe if I just had been better, I would have gotten the Nintendo I wanted.
No, I'm going to tell my kids, put your shoes out. We'll put candy in it. And if not, you're going to get taken away by a devil man.
Yeah.
And that way, when they don't get taken away by a devil man, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
You know who bought you all those presents? Mom did, because she has a kick-ass job.
And the best present of all is that you're still here and didn't get eaten.
Exactly. You get to have Christmas morning breakfast with us because you're not in the depths of hell with Krampus, your new friend.
Even as recent as 2006, an Austrian child psychologist argued that the violent and demonic imagery associated with Krampus celebrations was not suitable for children, and there should be a ban on Krampus.
I just don't understand these psychologists with their mumbo jumbo saying that threatening your kids with violence is some sort of a harmful
Sounds
thing.
Sounds like a bunch of hippie bullshit, if you ask me.
Are you going to teach Ella about Krampus?
Probably. Not. I won't teach her to believe in it, but I will teach, much like all religions, I'll be like, here's something that some people believe.
Here's a thing.
We don't believe this, but here's something that some do.
So you think you'll do Santa?
Yeah, just because our therapist was like, do you really want her to be the kid that doesn't get
Santa?
Oh,
that's right. You told me that. That's right. That's right. You want her to be the one kid at school that's like, this is all a crap.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, Ella, boring.
Yeah. Rude. And then we're like, why don't you have any friends? I don't know. I was just telling everyone how Santa's a crock and
you're the Christmas Grinch.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. I guess that's why you don't get invited to anybody's birthday party.
You're like, oh, that's our kid that everyone hates. Great.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, after World War II and the fall of the government, the tradition of Krampus was revived. And in the past few years, Krampus has seen a huge resurgence due to people wanting to celebrate Christmas in non-traditional ways.
Well, there you go. He's coming back.
A writer for the Christian Science Monitor said,
some in the U.S. see him as an alternative to the overly commercial, cheer-filled version of Christmas, balancing out the constant reminder that this is the season of giving.
I love that. Like, we need... Fuck all of us for thinking this is the season of giving.
You know, it's a season of giving an ass whooping if you've been bad. Now go to your room.
Some complain the Krampus is becoming too commercialized due to movies.
It's very trendy.
TV episodes and themed parties and parades.
Krampus is, if there's a 5K themed around it,
yeah,
it's too trendy.
Yeah. Well, there are Santa themed races too.
Santa's too trendy.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Do away with all of it.
He's too cool. We need a new one.
Krampus purists fear.
Okay. Say that sentence again.
Krampus purists fear this has caused him to lose his edge.
He's a freaking sellout. Krampus used to be, he used to beat your kids. And I knew
fucking poser.
Krampus beat my kids before anyone knew about him.
Yeah, we put that on a t-shirt. If you want to check out the Hollywood depiction of Krampus, here are some opportunities. 2013 American Dad episode, Minstrel Krampus. I got a hot take. That show sucks.
American Dad?
I said it, yeah.
I actually was just thinking about American Dad yesterday, probably because I was researching Krampus. Austin Guttery, a friend of the podcast,
yes,
host
hello,
of
Austin.
Super Gamecast 64, which I think I'm going to do another guest spot
nice.
On there. He loves American Dad.
Oh,
and he,
Austin.
No, but he had me watch, I think, later episodes, and it's a pretty good
well,
show.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I haven't watched it in years, so maybe. Is it still on?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I doubt it.
It's on Hulu, so I don't know if it's
okay.
still airing.
Okay. Well, yeah, I haven't watched it in
But
in
that
many
2013,
years.
They were ahead of the curve on the Krampus trend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were setting the bar high. Also in 2013, Krampus, the Christmas Devil, followed in 2016 by the sequel, Krampus, the Devil Returns.
Oh, God. Did you watch either of
these? I did not see these. I did read reviews on all of these. This one did not get very good reviews.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Isn't
that
it shocking?
A Krampus sequel didn't get 5 stars.
No.
100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
What were some of the... do you remember any of the...
I think this is the one that said it was the most poorly choreographed bar fight in cinema history.
Oh, no.
So probably watch it for that and that
right.
alone. In 2015, we have Krampus The Reckoning. And also in 2015, we just have Krampus, with starring Adam Scott and Toni Collette. I did watch this.
Okay, Adam over Scott's the from Parks and Rec. I love him. He's also in Party Down. He's good.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's in a lot. Toni Collette recently in Hereditary. Very great actress.
She's an acclaimed, award winning actress. What is this show?
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. And
okay.
that is my IMDb review of Krampus.
Can you give me a brief rundown of the
sure.
plot?
So there's a little boy that believes in Santa. He loves Christmas. He
sounds like he's ripe for a beating.
Yeah. He wants his whole family to get along better. So he's the son of Adam Scott and Toni Collette. And then he has a sister that's just a typical angsty teen that she just wants to be texting her boyfriend all the time instead of participating in family stuff. But then there's the German grandmother that lives with them that only speaks in German.
I'm into this.
She speaks in German to the little boy. He understands everything she says, but always replies in English.
Okay.
Which at this point in the movie, I thought to myself, I wonder if the director told him, if he knows what she's actually saying, or if he just knows his lines to reply to her.
That's true.
Like, did he know the translation?
He just memorized it.
Yeah. So he's super into Christmas. He wants everyone else to be into Christmas, but you know, the family's busy. The parents have to work a lot. They've kind of fallen out of touch with each other. The teenage daughter, like, she's just a typical teenage daughter. He still believes in Santa. So then the cousins show up. And the dad is David Koechner, and the mom is who?
Allison Tolman.
Allison
David
Tolman.
Koechner's from Anchorman.
Yes,
he's
yes.
the guy with the hat, the cowboy hat. In
yes,
Anchorman.
Very funny. They bring a lot to this. They've got like a bunch of kids that are very funny. One of them is just this chubby little boy that I don't think ever speaks, and he just eats the entire time.
So this is a comedy movie?
There are funny moments.
Okay.
I would say it's a dark comedy.
Okay,
yeah, but then at some point things take a turn and it doesn't really become funny anymore. Okay. It's just kind of dark.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So the cousins come. They're all mean to the little boy. They make fun of him because he still believes in Santa and because he wrote this letter to Santa.
What a nerd.
And they steal his Santa letter out of his pocket. And at Christmas dinner, they read it in front of everyone, making fun of him. But joke's on them because it's very sad. And yes, this is the part in Krampus where Christy cried. Because it was like, dear Santa, I want for Christmas is for my parents to fall in love again. And for, I don't remember the sister's name, let's call her Jane. And for Jane and I to talk like we used to.
Oh.
And I'd even like for Uncle blah, 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 and Aunt blah, 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 for things not to be as hard for them as they have been this year. So it was like super sweet. And they make fun of him. And he goes upstairs and he rips up his letter to Santa and throws it out the window. And this cold breeze and snow blows in. So you know something's happening. And then the next day, a crazy blizzard has taken out the town. Everyone's power is out. Nobody has any kind of phone, cell service, anything. And then Krampus starts to come to town.
Hell yeah.
All these snowmen start appearing in their yard.
Like they Dwight True.
They just keep molting. They just keep multiplying. The best part, though, is like the teenage daughter is trying to text her boyfriend and she can't get a hold of him because there's no cell service. It is the craziest blizzard you've ever seen outside. And she's like, can I just walk down the street to see if Darren's okay? And Adam Scott's like, sure, honey, that'll be fine.
Oh, God.
And they let her go. Well, she gets attacked by Krampus.
Spoiler.
Yeah. And then things start to get crazy. Krampus goes on a bit of a spree. And then, of course, you know, in the end, they all come together.
And they're like, we should have been so mean to that kid who has feelings.
Yeah, but there's a twist. And I'm not going to spoil the very end. But
don't spoil it.
So there's some fun moments. Of all of the Krampus movies, I did read it was the best one. And they clearly have a bigger budget than the other ones.
Yeah.
Because the other ones are apparently very bad.
I think they're trying to capitalize on the Krampus idea. Like, the trend.
Yes. Also in 2015, we talked about how we really want to see this, A Christmas Horror Story starring William Shatner.
I have watched this movie.
You have seen it?
Oh, I have seen it.
I love William Shatner.
It's an anthology movie.
God.
Where that means there's like 10 to 15 to 20 minute mini movies in it.
Mm-hmm.
Strung together by William Shatner, who is a DJ, who's DJing on Christmas Eve and getting drunk.
Wow.
And I think he's like related to some of the people in the anthologies. It's the same. There's also a Halloween.
In real life or in the movie?
No, in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's like his, you see a family and the girl of the family, the mom of the family is his daughter. Something like that.
Yeah,
it's connected. Okay. If you fast forward like 5 minutes, if you don't want this to get spoiled, but also save yourself 2 hours of your life watching this and listen to my spoiler. So there's a couple of one was like a changeling and they shoot the mom in the head. It's very violent, but or the mom shoots the kid. It's because the kid's actually like a devil child. It's real weird. But the Krampus Santa one is... Krampus is like, he looks like a Yeti. He's white, mm-hmm. fur, tall, and has the horns. And they're fighting each other. And a mall security guard comes with a gun and shoots them.
Uh-oh.
And saves everyone from the attack between Krampus and Santa.
Uh-huh.
But then the cops come. They wake up the mall security guard. He was having like a fever dream and like killed a bunch of people.
What?
It is horrifying. So first
that
of all,
took a turn.
It takes a turn and there's no Krampus. There's no Santa. There's just sad gun violence.
Oh God.
It's horrible. And I hate those
Seems
movies.
Some kind of like some kind of commentary on what's going on in today's
yes,
world.
Heavy handed commentary. But yeah, it's one of those anthology movies. And my friend Frank from Watermelon, also our New Jersey expert on Instagram,
yes.
was doing movie reviews. And I was like, you should watch this. And later he's like, Heather made me watch this. I said, I suggested gently that you watch it. You chose to sit through that. So for everyone listening, I'm not recommending this movie. But it's an interesting take on Krampus.
Yeah. Well, I also haven't seen 2016's Krampus Unleashed, but I'm going to guess it's also an interesting take.
I mean,
all of these have their own take on Krampus.
How many more Krampus movies do we need?
That probably none, honestly. Okay. I think we've got enough.
We're good.
Well, regardless how you feel about Krampus, just remember what Stephen Colbert said.
The next time someone tells you season's greetings instead of Merry Christmas, remind them that Krampus knows when they're naughty, when they're nice, and when they're showering alone.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
It's a good way to keep your kids in line is just threaten them.
I think that's kind of how Santa's used by a lot of parents, too. Like, well, you know, if you misbehave, Santa's watching. So if you misbehave, you're not going to get that truck you wanted this year.
It's a question, I think, of how you measure the system of justice generally, as far as not like the criminal justice system, but do you have a retributive sort of lifestyle where it's, or sort of concept where you're like, oh, if you do a bad thing, you're punished, or a reward sort of lifestyle where if you do a good thing, you're rewarded.
Like glass half full, half empty kind
of thing.
That's true.
And they've just done studies on like kids that if you use negative reinforcement, it actually isn't as helpful as positive reinforcement, and like spankings aren't helpful.
Oh, God, spankings are terrible. Do not spank your kids. There's so much research that shows there's nothing good that comes of it, and there's a lot of bad and negative that comes
from
it.
And you can end up like Christy's grandpa crying in the other room feeling guilty about what he's done.
My grandfather was the nicest man alive and the gentlest man. He probably tapped me on the bum like the littlest tap ever. Felt like such
I'm
guilt.
A horrible man.
Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So yeah, so using Krampus as like negative reinforcement, yeah. I think that psychologist is right.
There's also that study that was done with, I believe it was a high school football team there, where they would watch the tape back, and instead of all the negative things being pointed out to them by their coach where they could improve, he pointed out all the positive things that they did and where they succeeded. And by making that change, they started to like win and went on this streak where they just won and won because they felt good about themselves and wanted to do things to please their coach instead of feeling scared that they were going to let him down.
Yes. And like being motivated by fear versus being motivated by like someone being proud of you.
Yeah, exactly.
It always makes me think of the idea of like power of positive thinking or putting good vibes out there and like creating that alternate reality where if you just think like, oh God, I'm gonna fail, like I'm gonna be bad and Krampus is gonna take me away, I'm gonna be bad
then
and
he
Krampus
will
is gonna take
and
you
bye.
Away then he will then yeah. You're gonna get kidnapped by Krampus.
Then you will, but to your point, if you think good things happen to positive people or positive people are positive because good things happen to them, but it's like they're hand in hand.
Yeah.
The things are happening to those people because they put that good out there and that's rewarded. Like positive thinking, you're rewarded with positive reinforcement.
Your husband told me to read The Inner Game of Tennis.
Oh, yeah. That's a good book.
It's a book about, even if you don't play tennis, it's interesting. And it's about visualization and it applies to performing or public speaking.
We recommend it to improv students all the time.
Yeah. And it's about basically visualizing yourself rather than thinking of all the millions of rules and things that you could be doing wrong. Visualizing yourself doing it right.
Yeah.
Doing it properly.
It's just like meditation or any kind of visualization or chaos magic. I told you my most recent visualization that I think of every day.
Me on the toilet?
Yes.
No.
And of how one day I want us to be asked to
be on a panel at CrimeCon?
Yes. I was trying to think of how to phrase it. Be on a panel at CrimeCon.
I want to be on a panel.
So that's what I try and visualize now.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, one day it will happen because
Cheryl,
we are putting this out there.
The psychic of the
Cheryl girls, Andreas.
Cheryl Andrea told us, so was saying to the crowd, though, like, yeah, if you put negative ideas out there or you put that out there, it actually can consciously, subconsciously, if you don't believe in psychic or visualization or whatever, you can still kind of set yourself up for failure. If you think of horrible things happening all the time, you may subconsciously cause those horrible
things.
You're
just manifesting your own destiny, good or bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, well, there's one other friend of Santa that I want to cover that I love so much.
Belle Schnickel. Belle Schnickel from one of the best Office episodes.
So good. Cheer or fear, Belle Schnickel is here. Well, I judge your year to be impish.
Belle Schnickel, similar to Krampus, is lore of Palatinate Germany, Pennsylvania, and the eastern coast of Canada. Belle Schnickel visits at Christmas and hands out gifts or punishments, which we all remember Dwight doing.
And also, Phyllis was like, can I just keep this bowl? And he's like, no, the bowl is not the gift.
In some regions, the figure is dressed as female and known as the Christmas woman.
Hmm.
While this may sound wholesome and inviting, it is merely disguised in female clothing, with cloth wrapped around the head and face. Belle Schnickel carries sweets and cakes, a charmed wand, but also a long switch used to swat the naughty.
See, I think what Santa's missing that all these others have is the violence aspect.
And it's a switch to beat children with. Yeah, he just uses his hands like the OG that he is.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, maybe Santa just backhands you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in any of the lore, because if you say it, he'll come back and hit you again.
Or he just has those elves do it. Because none of these other
ones...
They come
and push you up against your car. You're not going to tell anybody about what Santa did, are you?
And they're like, no, I swear to God, no. Oh my God, I was watching this... I put on this Christmas movie for Ella today. It was on Netflix. I think it was called Santa's Companion or something like that. And it was animated. It was a cartoon. It was the saddest / darkest fucking thing. It's all about how Santa can't do his job anymore, so then he goes to an orphanage and takes this little boy to become the next Santa. But none of the kids at the orphanage know where they just think that he's been kidnapped, and people don't know where he's gone, but he's in the North Pole. But Santa's, criticizing him and telling him he's not doing a good enough job, and the little boy's like, I guess I just never do a good enough job, and that's why I can't find a family.
Oh, God.
I was like, what are we watching? This is awful.
What was their resolution?
I don't know. I turned it off because I couldn't deal with it anymore.
It's too horrifying. Well, yeah. If you haven't watched the episode of The Office where Dwight is Belle Schnickel, it's very good.
It's very funny. It's very
traditional
funny.
Pennsylvania Christmas.
But I also love how at some point Jim acquiesces and he's like, all right, let's just do this. And it makes Dwight so happy that everyone wants to come back and do Belle Schnickel.
He's like, we got to bring Belle Schnickel back. Oh, man, it's so fun.
So what do we think? What do we think about Krampus?
I like the concept. Also, Krampus, St. Nicholas is featured in the David Sedaris story, 6 to 8 Black Men, which always makes me laugh, where he talks about being in Holland and his taxi driver is explaining that their St. Nicholas is a gaunt, thin man who wears the robe because he used to be the Bishop of Turkey. Mm-hmm. And David Sedaris is like, this is not right, because Santa didn't used to be anything. But apparently
he is not real.
And this St. Nicholas is a combination of both, that if you're bad, he'll kick you.
Oh.
But nowadays he doesn't kick you so much, he just pretends to kick you, which is kind of worse a little bit.
That's also kind of lame. Just kick me, Santa. It's on stage. Don't fake slap somebody. Just haul off and slap him.
Just hit him in the face. It's good for a laugh every time.
Yeah.
So I think that I like that one better, that it's a combination of Santa and also beating.
I like that. Okay.
He beats you. No, Santa's real. Krampus is a beautiful vision and fairy tale.
Do you think, oh, so Krampus is not real?
I don't know. I don't think so. What do you think? Do you think there was a decrepit old man in the Alps?
Probably.
Back in the day.
And wore the coat of an elk or something, and everyone just thought it was a giant hairy beast.
They're like, oh my God, it's like a goat man. He's crazy, and he hit kids. And then that was the legend was born, was just probably some crazy old man in fur.
I think like most things, this thing was made up by parents that don't know how to discipline their kids and just blame it on some kind of crazy myth that's going to come and beat the shit out of you if you don't keep yourself in line.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, because then you could just dress up in a goat costume and beat your kids and with impunity, and then at school they're not going to go, Mama, hit me. They're going to be like, a goat man came and hit me.
Yeah. Goddamn CPS goat is getting called either
goddamn
way.
Goddamn goat man came and got me.
Or you also have the Hanukkah...
Oh.
What is it?
The Holiday Armadillo. Or Hanukkah Harry is on Saturday Night Live.
Yep. There's a lot of things. No matter what you believe or what holiday you celebrate, happy that to you.
Oh, yeah. Do your thing, man.
Do your thing. Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. All the other ones.
If you just want to eat a TV dinner by yourself in the quiet, do
happy,
that.
Happy, get drunk, and cry in your bathtub, if that's what you want to do. However you celebrate the holidays.
This time of year.
You do you.
You earned it.
It's a good time of year to remember the ones you love, and but also just to take a minute to do something nice for yourself that you enjoy.
Be very grateful that you're not going to get drugged but to the depths of hell in a canvas yes. bag by a goddamn goat man.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for listening. The best thing you can do to help us grow is to like, review, and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen, and tell a friend who you think would like us to listen as well. It means a ton to us, and it really helps us get more exposure. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SinisterhoodPod, and like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Christy, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace, and on Twitter at Christy or GTFO.
And you can find me at Heather versus the World, Heather vs. the World on Instagram, or MCK vs. the World on Twitter. And if you do that, you can do things like enter our contest, which we have a winner from our quote guessing contest.
Yes.
So Sarah B on Instagram, we're going to send you at Sarah Baumgarth. We're going to send you a message, get your address, and mail you and your friend your sticker.
Yeah.
And we also have a shout out for Kara B on Instagram for suggesting the topic of Krampus.
Lots of bees. Good.
Yep. And I also want to shout out my friend Sean Hill from high school. His roommate Haley co-hosts a podcast with Sean, and they've been listening to Sinisterhood. Their show is called Parks and Rec, and Sean works for the Austin Parks and Rec Department and had never seen the show Parks and Rec, so they have him take shots and watch the show, and
that's
it's very
great.
Funny.
It's like Drunk History.
Yeah, it's great.
We got some other shout-outs. Brian Harrington, who we love so much, he forced someone to subscribe to our podcast in front of him.
Wouldn't
let her leave until he saw that she had subscribed.
Give me your phone.
Yeah. Also, he texted me the other day and he was like, I know I'm a little behind, but I'm listening to the OJ episode right now, and I want to explain to you how it could have been 1995, but you were also a junior in high school when the first was out. And then he broke it all down. He was like, I'm sorry, my OCD was killing me with this. I was like, this has been very helpful, and I will be updating everybody about this.
I will reiterate, if you're listening to old episodes, text me, come up to me. I love it's things like that crack me up. I'm like, they're like, I know that you were talking about this in like May, and you don't remember it. I'm like, no,
no, we remember it. We remember it. For sure. Also at Podskier, they gave us a shout out on Twitter. Thank you very much. We also got some Instagram shout outs at Deviant Diva, at Mama Bear Creative, at Girls in Craft. This is a very cool line of shirts and glasses inspired by girls who love craft beer. Their logo is very cool.
So cute.
Very cute.
Love it.
Also, another very cool feminist clothing line, which you guys should go follow, is at Shop Fiercely.
Yeah, they got badass stuff.
Yes. We also have several people message us to say, you're not crazy, Christy. I also did grave rubbings
still
when
weird.
I was in elementary school.
Kelsey Merritt stopped me and was like, I did grave rubbings.
A lot of like, people what? Did. It was a thing.
It's weird.
So at Grooming with Megan and at Manda Marie Maley, thank you very much for letting me know I was not crazy. Also, at Catherine Cole, at Kaylee the Human, she said that anytime she mentions new podcasts to her family, they just roll their eyes. But she was like, no, you're listening to this. And she put on episode 13, the infamous In-N-Out story.
Lucky 13.
And she said that they all shared a very good laugh together. That will be my legacy.
Yep. Shit your pants in a car.
If you have not listened to episode 13, do everyone a favor and go listen to episode 13 because I tell a very vulnerable story. Very vulnerable story in that one. Well, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Once again, happy holidays, no matter what you believe in. And as always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Sinister.